4. Dr. Patel, he's waking up again.
Trevor felt someone squeeze his hand. Slowly, he opened his eyes and squinted into the room's severe brightness, finding it hard to focus. His sister leaned over him. She stood next to a white-coated man who appeared to be of Indian descent. Trevor flinched as the man flashed a penlight into his eyes, holding first one of his eyelids open and then the other as he waved the torturous beam back and forth.
Pupil response is still a bit sluggish.
The doctor flipped off the light.
Can you tell me your name, sir?
Trevor uttered his name. His throat felt as if it had been scrubbed with sandpaper.
And what is today's date?
He attempted to swallow before speaking again.
May 18th.
The doctor smiled.
We'll let that one pass. But it's after midnight already, so you're a day off. You've been down for the count, as they say.
Trevor tried to sit up, but a firm hand on his shoulder held him back.
Not so quickly. You've got a head laceration and a probable concussion, although your CAT scan rules out any intracranial bleeding. You're lucky you didn't break any bones. Regardless, you're going to be our guest for the next 24 hours.
The doctor scribbled on a clipboard, then hung it in a compartment at the foot of the gurney. To Annabelle, he said,
we'll be moving him to a private room shortly.
Pushing back the curtain to leave, he added,
in the future, agent, I recommend looking both ways before crossing the street.
Once they were alone, Annabelle poured water from a plastic pitcher into a cup. She put a straw into the liquid and helped him take a sip. The water felt cool against his dry throat.
You're at All Saints Hospital, in case you were wondering.
Trevor touched the small bandage near his hairline. He felt sluggish and sore.
How long have I been here?
An hour, maybe. You've been in and out of consciousness. You were dehydrated, too.
She frowned at the IV line attached to his forearm.
Do you even remember what happened?
Trevor fell silent. He'd been running in the darkened French Quarter, but it was as if the rest of his memory was cloaked in heavy fog.